Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for choosing to join me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters.
Welcome to episode 7 of our ongoing series on helping children with school and learning problems. In this section, we're going to be focusing on problems and difficulties kids have that sometimes represent real learning problems and sometimes just relate to the normal kinds of issues and problems kids have. They aren't anything particularly special, but are kind of difficult to deal with sometimes. So the key is to be able to differentiate between the normal kinds of issues kids have and children who are having serious learning difficulties. Let's let Ava narrate our first illustration related to homework and the old thing about I forgot.
Real memory problems are uncommon, but forgetting or not remembering to remember is very common. If it only happens once in a while and seldom involves important things, it is no big deal. It is a problem if forgetting is a regular reason for not doing things. It does get to a point when I forgot is not just one of those things. It is tempting to accuse the child of lying or not paying attention. Either may be true. If so, they are themselves problems needing your attention. More likely are several other explanations. First, your child did not see the assignment or expectation as important enough to remember. He thought it did not matter that much. Dealing with this is not complicated. It also is a good place to start when you first notice the sign. Talk with your child about how important you think the assignment or expectation is. Stress with him how important you think it is for him to treat it as important. This often helps a lot all by itself. Also, be sure you are not using I forgot with him or others in the family over things they thought you were going to do. Remembering is a part of caring, respecting each other, and living in a family. The next step is to be sure your child understands what you expect. When you ask her to do something, have her repeat your request and briefly tell you how she will go about doing whatever it was. Take 5 minutes for her to explain her homework assignment and describe how she will do them. She might tell you, "I will start on page 144 and read to the end of page 147. Also, I will work the 9 problems on page 201. The point is to be sure she knows what to do before you expect her to remember to do it. The next step, if the first ones do not work, is to set some clear consequences for not remembering. You might say, "You forget to do your homework a lot. I also know you often forget to clean your room. You say they are important, but you do not act like they are. I want to make them a little more important. Here is how I am going to do it. We will work on organizing and scheduling things. You and I are then going to figure out what will happen each time you forget to do your homework or clean your room. There need to be consequences. What should they be? If we cannot decide together, I will decide for us. What do you think? Positive consequences for remembering are a good idea if you can come up with them. If you use a negative consequence, be careful. It needs to be mild. The point is to help the child remember and not to punish her for forgetting. It also needs to be something you can do daily if necessary and something you will remember. Your forgetting would itself be a problem."
There is an important point here that's worth a little extra attention. It has to do with negative consequences. Sure, sometimes it's important to impose negative consequences. The outcome for children when they don't do what they're supposed to do, don't follow through, don't comply with the rules, needs to be somewhat negative. There need to be consequences that they don't like, that they are generally unhappy with and want to avoid by behaving better. This is the key. Be sure that the consequences start out relatively mild. The notion with negative consequences is not the seriousness or severity of the consequence, it's the predictability of it. Children need to know that the consequence will inevitably follow if they don't follow the rules, do their homework, or generally comply with expectations. At the same time, then, it's important not to escalate the consequence. Just simply impose the consequence on a consistent basis in a way that lets the child know that it's going to happen every time. It's predictable. And the only real way to avoid it is to do what was expected, to do your homework, to follow through with whatever the requirement or expectation was. As Ava said in her excerpt, the point is not to punish. The point is to encourage. The point is to help the child learn better behavior. Let's move on then to children who seem not to understand instructions, seem not to understand assignments, seem to get confused about what's expected. Ava, will you go ahead and tell us more about that?
This sign usually is because your child did not understand the direction or just forgot. It likely does not have much to do with defiance or intentionally not cooperating. Be sure he heard the instruction or has read the direction. Have him repeat it to you and tell you how he will follow it. This lets you know he got the instruction and understood it. Here is the key. You say, change your clothes after school. When he tells you how he will do it, some detail is important. When he gets home, what are the steps? He goes to his room. He takes off his school clothes. He gets out his after-school clothes and puts his school clothes where they belong. He then gets dressed and goes on to his next activity. Almost any instruction can be put into a series of steps to follow. Also, most of the earlier discussion on forgetting works here too.
The next issue has to do with children keeping schedules, finishing projects, doing things on time, and keeping track of when things are due. This has as much to do with the example set for them as with anything else. Do other people in the house set a good example? Do you personally set a good example? If things are supposed to happen at a particular time, is that when they happen? Do you allow enough time to get things done ahead of time? Are you organized enough to go through your day without being behind, without having to rush? The example set for your children is a very, very important thing and is the main way they learn how to manage time. Ava will explain that further to us now.
This is a complicated sign. It has as much to do with the example you set for your child as anything. Your setting a good example will help as will letting him know you think time is important. Be sure you can answer yes to these questions. Are you usually on time? Do things happen at regular times such as dinner time? Do you usually get everything done you planned for the day? When you tell him it will be a few minutes, does it really happen in a few minutes? Be sure you're setting a good example. Here are a couple more points. Doing schoolwork has a lot to do with time management. He needs to get to school on time and get to class on time after he gets to school. He needs to do schoolwork in the time he is given to do it and then turn it in on time. He needs to figure out how long work will take and pace himself so he gets it done. Your child's problems usually are because of several things. Not seeing how long things will take is the most common. Getting better at this requires thinking about it, making estimates and seeing how they work out and remembering how long it took the last time. Another common problem is not keeping at it. Putting off starting, getting distracted, daydreaming, quitting before finishing and other bad habits get in the way. This sign may be part of a more general learning problem, but it usually is not. It usually has mostly to do with bad work habits and not staying with it.
There is an important point here that deserves special attention. It is simply this. Your children are growing up to be just like you. Children emulate their parents. Children become their parents. Just as we became our parents to a large extent, our children are becoming us. That means that the example we set for them, the model we present to them, the roles we play are critical in terms of their development. If we want our children to do better, it's important that we model doing better.
I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.